FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start in the Northwest Province, where over 100 illegal miners have been arrested in an ongoing operation in Stilfontein. Last week, the High Court in Pretoria ordered the immediate rescue of the Zamazamas, an operation which began on Monday. The abandoned gold mine has been under police siege since last year under Operation Vala Umgodi. Lawyers have reported that hundreds of illegal miners have died at Shaft 11 as a result of starvation. Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says yesterday's operations led to the retrieval of 51 bodies.
Of those arrested, 67 are Mozambicans, 26 are Basotho nationals, 11 are Zimbabweans and 2 are South Africans. Since August 2024, over 1,576 illegal miners were arrested, 1,440 are still in custody, 121 illegal miners have already been deported, 46 have already been found guilty of illegal mining, trespassing and contravening the Immigration Act.
Rescue operations will resume today. And back home, an investigation's underway after a cash-in-transit security guard was shot and wounded in an alleged attempted robbery on the M19 near Pinetown, west of Durban. It's understood the cash vehicle was ambushed by gunmen after the Reservoir Hills off-ramp towards Westville yesterday. ALS paramedics at the scene say the vehicle had several bullets in it. Spokesperson Gareth Jameson says they attended to the wounded guard, who was shot multiple times in the arm.
He was stabilized on scene by advanced life support paramedics before he was loaded into an awaiting ALS paramedics ambulance and transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that he required. Both bounds of the M19 were closed whilst SAPS and all necessary authorities investigated this incident.
And the Border Management Authority has temporarily shut down the Groblers Bridge border with Botswana due to flooding. The BMA says water levels have reached a point where it significantly compromises the safety and efficient functioning of the port. The region has experienced heavy rains over the past few weeks, flooding bridges and nearby homes. And finally, the second highest matric achiever in KZN hopes his education will transform the current circumstances at home. Sibusiso Buthelezi was honoured along with other top achievers at the Durban ICC yesterday. Buthelezi was a learner at the Zimele Secondary School under Umkhanyakude, which came on top as the best performing KZN district. He says he made sure not to let his challenging circumstances get in the way of his success.
I think as someone who grew up in a very disadvantaging background, this is the opportunity for me to change my home situations and also to make my parents proud of me.
He's been accepted at the University of Cape Town to study actuarial science. On the weather front, showers and thunder showers are expected across KZN later today. Durban's a high of 27 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 24 and Richards Bay 28. In for Natarna Dessen, I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.